Cities Beneath the Sea. Coral polyps are truly the animals that helped make the world. For millions of years, tiny coral polyps have been building underwater cities. The polyps create something called limestone, which they then live on top of. There are huge amounts of limestone under the ocean in islands and mountains. These limestone islands and mountains are called coral reefs. Some reefs are bigger than anything people have ever made. The Egyptians used it to build the Great Pyramids. We have used limestone to build many buildings, and crushed limestone is used to make cement. A variety of life. Living coral reefs are amazing cities beneath the sea that are full of life. The reefs develop well in the warm oceans near the equator. Among the world's most colourful places, coral reefs are full of brightly coloured fish. Reef fish are an important food source for humans, and many are caught for food around the world. The biggest of them all. The Great Barrier Reef in Australia is the largest reef in the world. It is 2,000 kilometres long. Over 400 types of coral, 1,500 species of fish, and approximately 4,000 types of mollusk live in, on, and around the reef. Each year, thousands of visitors come to see this remarkable world beneath the waves. However, there are rules. Visitors can only visit 5% of the reef. In this way, they can still enjoy the reef while it remains protected for future generations. Threats to coral reefs. In recent years, a number of dangers have threatened coral reefs and the life that depends on them. One of the biggest threats is an illegal way of fishing that explodes bombs in the water to kill as many fish as possible. It kills most living things and causes great damage to the reef's structure. Fishing with an extremely dangerous chemical called cyanide is another threat to reefs, particularly in the Philippines. Fishermen put this poisonous chemical into the reef water because it stuns the fish and they can't move. They catch the fish easily and then sell them for big money to aquariums or restaurants. The chemical they use kills coral polyps and causes large areas of the reef to die. Water pollution also damages reefs. In addition, warmer water in the oceans has been causing many areas of reefs to turn white. Biologists are worried that further warming may damage coral reefs even more. Reasons for hope. Threats to coral reefs are serious, but there is reason to hope that they will survive. Coral reef conservation can help these tiny coral polyps, which have survived natural threats for millions of years, to rebuild the damaged reefs that so many ocean creatures and plants depend on.